You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
American cars are getting too big for parking spaces.
Don't I know it?
You want to speak to that?
Actually, we'll talk in a little bit. I have to go downtown tonight for an event at the View House. And I've got to drive America's pickup down there. And I'm like, where am I going to park?
I told you to take light rail.
I know, but I want to drive. I like driving. This story is so true because I actually want to upgrade my truck, and I'm looking at a vehicle called a Ford Raptor, and it's an F-150. It's like a Mac Daddy F-150.
It's bigger.
And it's wider than a regular F-150.
Oh,
it's a little
God
wider,
sakes.
And my main concern is I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to park this, like in a parking garage. It's too wide.
I was reading a really interesting story. I'm going to do a full piece on this for that little fun facts and trivia snacks mailer that I do, because I like to pick out fun, interesting things, and I can do an entire chapter on this, how they design parking spaces and the formula that they use, and people like you, Jeremy, and your Raptors are screwing up the formula.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you never notice what? How cool it is if you ever get into, like, you pull into a parking lot that has extra wide parking spaces?
That's a good feeling.
It's a great
feeling.
Even if you drive a normal size vehicle like I do, it's like, oh, I love this.
I park in our parking garage downtown, and there's a couple there's a couple spots that are wider, and that's where I park in the morning. I snag one of those because I can like open my door all the way.
There's something about it. You pull in and you just feel like such a sense of security.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not getting dinged today.
Oh, some morons are once again trying to rank the best Super Bowl national anthems. We all know there's one and only one, and that's Whitney Houston from 1991. No one will ever touch that version of the national anthem, period. However, they have rated the other ones. Number two, they're giving to Jennifer Hudson. Number three, Beyoncé. That was almost 20 years ago. Did you know that? Beyoncé?
Really?
Yeah, it was 2004.
Dang, you're getting old.
You don't remember that? Oh, you don't watch the Super Bowl. Opera singer Renee Fleming.
Oh, one of my favorites.
From 2014.
Oh,
I don't remember
that
one.
Oh, it was really good.
And then Faith Hill, they put at number five. Now, you notice these are all women. We'll see if a dude can make a difference this Sunday.
Oh,
because your country boy, Chris Stapleton's going to be doing it.
I'm going to be laying on the floor on my tummy with my hands under my chin, waving my feet back and forth, which is watching him sing.
You finally have a reason to tune in.
We are going to be having a little Super Bowl get-together at our house, it sounds like. So we've been trying to go over the menu and everything the past couple days. And
who's coming over?
Just some friends and family. So, yeah, we're going to have quite the spread, it sounds like. So that'll be good.
Today is National Pizza Day, but there's the thing, and maybe we can talk about this later, the pizza diet.
Yeah, I was just reading about
that. I sort of did the pizza diet, just
you
like
did.
This guy did.
I know, and he lost weight.
I did it for a week. He did it for 30 days. He lost weight. I did a pizza diet for a week and lost weight.
Mm-hmm. It makes your diet super easy. I mean, it's no different than what Jared with Subway did, supposedly, eating all those subs, and then he lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah,
it just makes it easy.
And this guy and I both did it the same way, where you make your own pizza. It's not going to, you know.
Yeah, that's the key, because you can put healthy ingredients on it, you know.
Yeah, there's other things involved with that, too. But anyway, I'm going to set this aside. We'll talk more about it later. But happy National Pizza Day.
Yum.
What do you got?
We
got
to talk about this thing called Borg. It's big on TikTok right now, and it's so funny because I was at an event, a station event, like a month or so ago, and there's a couple interns there talking about a party they had just been at, and they were talking about this Borg and whatever this Borg is. If you're curious, if you think you're missing out, I guess there's a trend where younger people are partying or tailgating, Dom, with a gallon jug filled with a colorful liquid, and Borg stands for Blackout Rage Gallon. It's basically just a mixture of fruity flavors and vodka.
Yeah, booze. All right.
It's booze, man. You get a plastic jug, you fill it with some vodka, you put like water in it a little bit, and then you squeeze some of those flavored water drip things in there. You know, you can get them in different flavors like watermelon and peach and grape. You squeeze some of that in there, and then you add like Pedialyte to it, you know, so you don't get dehydrated. And you write Borg on the side, or there's other things written on the side like Chairman of the Borg, Borgingham Palace, and I Like like big Borgs and I cannot lie. Then you drink it until you get stupid. So now you're in the loop. Parents, if your kids are wandering around talking about how they're going out this weekend to get their Borg on. Now, you know, they're just drinking like a bunch of idiots.
They're going to go get trashed.
They're going to get trashed.
It is kind of funny that every generation, including our own, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We had the punch.
I'm not just saying these kids these days. It's all kids.
We had a punch.
All generations
yep.
think that they were the first to invent partying and drinking.
Nope.
Every generation is like, oh, you guys just don't know.
Yeah.
Even your great-great-grandparents got trashed.
They were tearing it up with that moonshine.
Yeah. But it's funny. And the next generation will think the same thing. We're the first ones to party and drink.
I can't wait till I have to have those talks with my kids about partying and when you're going out. And they'll be like, well, how do you know what goes on? Listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen. Let me tell you a few things.
They should just watch you during your Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I'll be like, let me tell you a few things about your mother.
As your dad stumbles over an ottoman.
Yeah. Hey, my love affair for Will Ferrell might be over. His new movie that is coming out looks really, really bad, Dom. It's called Strays. And Will Ferrell voices Reggie, a dumb little border terrier dog who thinks that its owner, Doug, is the greatest guy in the world. But Doug keeps trying to abandon Reggie, finally gets away with it. And Reggie gets mad and pairs up with some other stray dogs. And their main mission is to find Doug and bite him in the pee-pee ding ding. There's a trailer online if you want to check it out.
Why?
Sophia Vergara is one of the voices. Jamie Foxx. My main concern about this is if you look at it and you start watching the trailer, you think it's a kid's movie because it's these dogs and they're going on an adventure and they talk and stuff. But once you start watching the trailer, it's obviously rated R. So Strays will not be for children.
Somebody came up with this idea and sat in a pitch session in Hollywood and sold this.
And then he's going to find his owner.
Get together. And they try to find the owner so that they can bite him in his junk.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
And the studio guys are like, that's great.
Get Will Ferrell on the phone. Get him on the phone. So anyway, I think I'm kind of slowly quitting my love affair with him. Here's some other big movie announcements. Disney has announced sequels are in the works for Frozen. So what would that be? Frozen 3, 7? I think. Toy Story 5? And Zootopia. So some big Disney movies coming out with some sequels. My God, do we need another Toy Story, Dom? No, we do not.
I didn't see number 4. Number 3 made me cry, though.
I know. They're all...
I cried at 3. I didn't see 4, I don't think.
Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah, it's the shtick is getting a little old.
It's just another vehicle for Tom Hanks.
Let me give you one more thing that's trending this morning. There's a new pill out to treat constipation, but it doesn't contain any drugs. Instead, the pill just vibrates. It's called Vibrant, of course. The FDA approved the pills in August, and you can get them now. You just take one pill each night before bed. The vibration stimulates the nerve cells in your gut area, and you wake up in the morning and... bada boom, bada bing, you gotta go. I guess it vibrates for about 2 hours, stops for 6, and then starts vibrating again for another 2 hours. So it... some people say they can actually feel it working its way through.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a funny story, and they say that insurance doesn't cover it yet, but it might, because, hey, it has been approved by the FDA. I always joke to our listeners that you're constipated, and I'm just joking, obviously. I don't know, but we need to maybe get this. You need to start endorsing this pill.
You might be right, buddy.
You could make a few bucks.
I'm afraid some people some people might take this even when they're not constipated, just to... have it pass.
You could. I got your tagline. You could say, this is number 1 for number 2.
Anyway, that's a product now on the market. Let's do clickbait. Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB, believe it or not. There's a video I posted, new world record. 9-year-old kid in Chicago just broke a world record by dribbling a basketball blindfolded for 1 hour and 20 minutes straight.
Wow.
So set aside 1 hour and 20 minutes to watch our clickbait today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Put that on like 1.5 speed.
Yeah.